And the Jews of Kivega is Simsamachas. The Kivega is a shyness from the Aguda Seizai. It's one of the Achrayim in times of Kivega. Shyness of Shuvas, the Aguda Seizai. The Machaba of the Aguda Seizai, we see the shyness, I think, from someone, maybe Baal Boston, his Kivela. And he sent the shyness to the Kivega. And the shyness was, there was a father that gave a tzavot to his son. He asked the son to do something for him that cost money. Doesn't say what it was. He asked the son to spend money on him, and the son used to do it. I think it was a regular, maybe every day, every week, every month. The son used to do it, spend the money on the father. And then when the mother was nifta, she left the tzava, she left of a will, a tzava, and she wrote that the son should stop spending this money on the father. Maybe it doesn't say what the case was. Like she tells the far face, the father asked the son to rent them a nice deer, a nice house. And maybe it was a big house, too expensive, and the mother felt that she left the tzava, that it's too much for the son. He can't afford it. She told the son to stop doing it. So Shai knows who she listened to. She listened to his father, who wants him to do this for him, or she listened to the mother that left the tzava to stop doing it. So the Gus Ezer writes that to Kivega that he passed in the chayr like this. He said, we all know that when there's a steer between Kibbut Ab and Kibbut Aim, the Gemara says in Kedushin, that what? All right, it was his money. We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there. So that's what he answered. Exactly. Oh, so very good. You knows the halacha, knows the gemara. But basically, that's what he said. Well, let's just explain the whole thing. That normally, when there's a steer between the father and the mother, kibbut av comes first. The reason is the gemara says because after the mechum mechiyam bechaydi, both mechiyam to cover the father. So therefore the Kibbut, normally you mechuvah kibbut aim, but when there's a steer, kibbut av comes first before kibbut aim. But over here, the good says is what I'm saying. He said over the gemara, the other gemara in kedushin, aflame beis, the gemara is a shayin of kibbut av mishal av mishal ben. The shayin of the kibbut av you mechuvah to spend money on. One man dama holds smachalikas, and one man dama holds that kibbut av is mishal ben. If the father asks you to spend money, you have to spend money on the father. The other man dama holds says no, kibbut av is only mishal av. If he tells you, go to my kitchen and cook me a meal for my food, for my money, that you mechuyev to do. But to go spend your own money, the father tells you to go spend money on him, that's your potter, you're not mechuyev. Is a meila.
You might have a major difference over here. If the nisi is still mechuyev to kibbut
av, right, we're going to get that soon.
But she's not mechuyev now.
Very good. You're mechavim, but I'm going to be jumping. Well, that's one step at a time. It's all going to be spoken about. But the good thing, the first said, the chayra, there's no kibbut av over here. Since the whole case was something that the father told the son to spend money on him, there's no miss of kibbut av. If you want to do it, you could do it. The father tells you, go bring me a sandwich, go buy me something, If you want to do it, you're allowed to do it. But here, where the mother says specifically, don't do it, you have kibbut aim not to do it. What the mother's asking you to do is not cost any money. So the father's asking you to do your pata, but the mother's asking you to
do
whatever reason, the mother felt that he can't afford it. The mother's not
wanting to. You're
getting involved. There's a lot of rice to what the mayor is saying that kibbut av aim is only what they have hanah from, not what they don't have hanah from. So where's the hanah over here? It could be it bothers the mother. I mean, you have to understand if it bothers her, she had a tzar from it, that it bothers that her son is going to get poor from it. They don't say that, sorry, you're right. But it seems that they consider this kibbut aim. So, good as Asa said, over here you have, maybe it's moir aim also, there's moir av aim is to listen to him also. But the good Asa took it out, you're asking good, but the mind is to his boy and the yibam is above, there's a lot of rights to it, that kibbut av aim is only mamish what they have a no, like machelei or mashkeu. My zayd and the shirim and yibam is stuff, the chayed of talks about it, brings other rights, there's a biha girl about this. But for some reason, they consider it kibbut aim. Mele, ten, the good says, but let's look at this far. The good says, it said, over here, there's no kibbut av, because it's the money of the son. Mele, a potter, but there is kibbut aim, because what the mother's saying doesn't cost any money. So, mele, kibbut aim will come first. That was the good says, as far. So, Kivik wrote him back, that's far, that's not as far. Kivik says like this, he says, even if you hold kibbut av, mishal, av, and when the father asks him to spend money, his own money, he's potter. He's not a potter, but if he does it, it does have a din kibbut av. And that kibbut, he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev to do it. He's not able to keep it up. But you also not listen to the father. If you listen to the father, we'll be kibbut up, and that will be doicha the kibbut aim. You have a right to do that. You have a right to, if you want, not to do it at all because you want to go with your patura of kibbut av mishal av, and over here not making some money, taka pata. But if you decide that he wants to do is spend the money, it is a chesef and kibbut av. His man will be deicha the kibbut av. And I say, you have to appreciate this. It's moidek machoik, it's the good days of kivegan, it could be negay in many other places. But wherever you're pata from something, is that able to be deicha? The next is the good days of hell, that since the only has to be every kibbut aim is because kibbut av comes first, over here you put the kibbut av, you have no dechiyah the kibbut aim. Mainly the kibbut aim you must cleave to do. Kivega time is no. The Kivega says, even though you put the kibbut av, but if you do it, it is the kibbut av. You could use that to be dechiyah the kibbut aim and not listen to the mother. It's more than he says the gmachaikas today. But then the Kivega wants to down from a different reason, that maybe he could listen to the mother, not to the father. The reason is what Rebitzi said over the Gemara Kedushin. The Flamaralef says that by Niskashu, when the parents get divorced, then you don't say that Kibbut Av comes before Kibbut Aim, because if they're divorced, the mother's not mechuyev in the covenant of the father, and so then they're both equal. Tanya Kivega, the Gemara talks about Gerushin, doesn't talk about Misa. But Lecharya, Misa is also Hamabas Yafid Beneim. When one of them dies, they're also, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Kedushin, Isha Niknes Koinis Asmab Shnei Drachim. Isha's kind of self begets of Misa Sabal. Misa is also Mafid Beneim. Lecharya, after Misa, it says, maybe you get. The mother's not Machuiv in the covet of the father anymore. So why do you can listen to either one? Yeah, that's how the Gemara says. Mechavdi mechay mechavdi moitzes. Another Gemara. There seems to be some pasuk that kibbut av nacham misa is lechayi deraisa.
How
do we arrive?
Not like how
is
Shaykh
and
Lo?
Yes,
the misa.
We're gonna get
there.
Yiru
is
Shaykh.
Kavan Shaykh also.
How?
It's a comment for him. What's that? What's McNally giving back?
Yeah, but you were saying what's Mashpin Rishonim? It's only
with.
Not here. But you just said that kibbut av is only by Hanor Mamish, like Machel of Mashkeil. Yeah, okay, maybe that's the right the other way. Okay, some reason this whole tshuva, they don't talk about it so much. Right. But basically, the Kivei wants to say that just like the Gemara says, that after Gerushin, you don't say anymore that kibbut aim comes before kibbut av. We say they're equal. The Chayyav after Misa also should be equal. That's how the Kivei and Misvar Pshuta. But the Kivei says this is Nista. This is disproven from a Beis Yosef. It's Beis Yosef in Yodeya. It's the Mishnah involved that writes. I think also Shaya might show you that there was a father. There was a mother that was Nifta, and the father told the son, "Don't say Kaddish." And the reason was, the parents that are superstitious are scooped out. They don't want the son to say Kaddish while they're alive, even though he's saying on the mother, not on the father. He says he got scared from it. He didn't want the son to say Kaddish. And the shayla was, who should he listen to? Should he listen to the father, or should he listen to the mother? The basis of Paschus, he should listen to the father. Because kibbut av comes before kibbut aim.
Again, you see that this
kibbut on Kaddish. Yeah, on Kaddish. Kaddish, sure. You see, Kaddish is always the name of kibbut. That's why we say Kaddish on the father and mother. You say Kaddish because it's kibbut av aim. The nifta. Oh, he should go stay anyway. Okay, but he doesn't want to lie. The father's going to come home. Did he say Kaddish? And maybe you'll put him on the spot. The father will not say Kaddish. And he says the pasuk in such a case, you have to listen to the father because kibbut av comes before kibbut aim. In fact, Kivega, why don't you say that the whole reason why kibbut av comes before kibbut aim is because after the mech mechuyev mechuyev, because you're both mechuyev and covered. Now the mother's not mechuyev and is covered. Hamav is yafa ben aim. They're not married anymore. There's not a mitzvah. But Kivega says, it's a mitzvah. It's a takashver. It's a takabat sechiyin of the Beis Yosef. You see in Beferish that you don't compare gerushin to mitzvah. Only by gerushin you say that now they're equal. The mother's not mechuyev in the covenant of the father anymore, and now you can listen to whoever you want. The father's covenant doesn't come before the mother's covenant. But by machamisa, you see that still we say this far that kibbut av comes before kibbut aim. It's takas erchiyin. Tzemach David wants the answer to kibbut kash. What's takas shan beis yosef? Why, if the misa, do you say that kibbut av comes before kibbut aim? Tzemach David wants to say, I have his whole lashon here, but basically wants to say there's a chilek. By this kash, even if she, by this kash, she has a ruksin now. Even she's still alive. So if the gerushin, and even if she gave the tzavah, she gave the command to her son before they were divorced, and at that time he was supposed to listen to the father first, but now, once they're divorced, the mother's ruksin is still there. She still wants this. And maybe there will be kibbut aim even now. Mashenkin alachamisa, there's no ruksin. The person was nifta. The person who was nifta has no more ruksin. The whole ruksin you're basing on before she was nifta. Before she died, before she was nifta, then already that ratzon did not have a koyach to be mechayev the son, because before she died, then the kibbutz came first.
What
is
the
question?
She is the
guy.
She
is
not.
I think Sam
should
understand.
Well,
I don't understand about the whole semach over this. I say this, and this is Zach. I mean, I'll be marked them only asif in the stories. But I don't understand about this whole Tzimach Tavid is, why is he naming on that after Misa there's no Ratzon, and the Shama has no Ratzon? And I don't want to be too myrich in it, but, you know, if you think about it a little bit, a person, even when he's alive, a person, when you talk to someone, who are you talking to? There's a Guf and there's a Neshama. We know every person is a Mokif of Neshama Alach, or Guf Alach. Person is a Mokif in both. And Tanya, in Perek Lamaches, the Tanya says, right, another says also that the kuf is a malbush of the neshama. So a malbush is every clothing, and as every clothing is not the main thing you're talking to, the main thing is the neshama. When you talk to a person, it's usually one neshama talking to another neshama. The kuf is nothing but a malbush. And if you want to think a little more into it, I think a lot of people they don't think about it, but they're under the impression that if the person is nifta, this neshama and the neshama is someone you wouldn't even recognize as the original person. The neshama is completely different. But really, in the neshama is not that different from the person when he was alive as much as we think. I think if you would see a neshama, talk to a neshama, you would recognize each neshama who it is. And this is also something maybe not for me to say, but I'm thinking that I think emotional personality. Personality of a person, I think, is in the neshama. But the b'chayim, the person has the yetzer tov and yetzer hara. Hashrei tzachif the misa, that's gone. The yetzer hara is gone. I think the yetzer tov is also gone. The neshama is kulei tov. There's no more taivus aguf. The neshama is no sheiches mitaivus achila or any other taivus to the guf. But the etzem personality and anything which, and even midas, anything which doesn't have to do with the yetzer hara, l'chayim the neshama has also. L'moshul, we know certain gedolei adar were that their nature was a fire. They're fiery people. They're dynamic. They're an ish, a shuk fire. And the other gedolei adar, they were more the ikka was anivus and then more quiet going. I think in the neshama also, if you would see the neshama in pamayi shamayla state, they become the bezdin on that da. I think that neshama of that gadol that was a fire, he's still a fire. That neshama is a fiery neshama, and the neshama of the person whose teva was to be more quiet and more. And more vadivis, it also goes with that teva. I think the neshama is not more recognizable to the original person than we would think. But akoponim, l'chayya, and the neshama also has a ratzon. Agav, you would ask me a kasha that if the, let's say, this personality remains in the neshama, how come l'havdil we find a guy also seems to have personalities? Every guy has a different personality. I go in chayyav doesn't have a neshama. The teretz is, it's not so posh to say goy doesn't have a neshama. And somebody showed me recently that there's rekeach, in the parish rekeach on Siddur Tefila, says the parish that goy also have neshamas. He says it on the bracha, shaloy sani goy. He says you should have kavana that, he says in the cheda haguf, that's what he calls it, the cheda haguf, where all the neshamas are, when they're sent down, when a person is born, his lashon is kol neshamas hein sheyisol hein shel goyim. They're all in the cheder guf. Goyim most of neshamas. Elo sheyish kaisel mavdu b'neim. Zok the rekeach. There's a bit of mechitza mavdu. The neshamas hein smuchas eitzah goyim, and the neshamas of yidden are not far from the goyim. But karev ha'yroi liyis goy and l'rach mekash brochu. That's what you should have in mind. But shleis ani goy that I got lucky. I got the neshamas from the yiddish neshamas, not from the goyish neshamas. Vashteitz chayin the goyish neshama is agav in the rekeach. You see that. That he calls it cheda guf, who was a neshama saw. That's the lashon of Chazal. The Gemara says, "Ain bein davar shiach for kol neshama sheva guf." Mashiach will not come to all the neshamas that are waiting to be born. Come down. I think you see moedik achidish nisvekeach. Everyone knows Rachman Slan, but when the isha is makbul, I think they tell the woman the ma'isa she too loved something. She brought one more neshama down from guf, even though it was makbul. But well, the baby died. Rachman son, the nice that she helped bring Mashiach closer. L'chayr, according to Svekeach, every time a guy has a baby, it's also bringing Mashiach closer. Because that's Shichuk Neshama Shabaguf. The Svekeach is saying they were Neshamas of Goyim also. Is that true? Every time a guy is born, it's bringing Mashiach. You mean actually? But the Melashon is ain't bringing about Shichuk Neshama Shabaguf. It means the Yiddish Neshamas. It's an additional time. But he says one thing. I was aiming on this interesting notion that this cheda haneshama is. We're gonna get this. It's interesting that the cheda haneshama is lamaila, like in this fekech or really in the chazal, the aim being done by shi'ichu kashem shabguf. It's called guf. It's an interesting name. It's called guf. It's the neshama. It's not the guf. Guf we know refers to the body of a person. The Torah says, I think the Lashon HaKodesh, the word guf is moira on a makom moishav of a neshama. That's what the word guf really means. In this world, the guf is the makom moishav of a neshama. We call it guf. And Lamaila, the place where the neshama is also called makom guf. It's the guf is moira on the Lashon HaBeis Moishav of the neshama. I just want to be reminded of Fashpeisacham, even if we say that the way the Rekech is saying that Goyim have a neshama, Zicha, much, if it has any Kedusha, it's much less Kedusha than a Yid. And this is what we once said over from Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that Negavas in the morning is only for Yid, not for Goyim. And he says it's not even for children under Bar Mitzvah. He says because the Tumah only goes on the head of the Kedusha. When the Yid who has a Kedusha of a neshama at night when he goes to sleep and the neshama goes away, that's when the Tumah comes on. But a guy who doesn't have his kedusha to begin with, the tumah doesn't come on, and he explains even a yid until before bar mitzvah doesn't really have enough kedusha. There's not so much tumah on the child. As mainly you see that even if he has an neshama, but it's not really that much kedusha. That's for sure. Same story. There's no head of kedusha. Only by a head of kedusha the tumah comes. But there's no head of. Let's see. I'm talking too much about this. I'm even clarifying a little bit. What's the meaning of the mind of Yichus? You know, Rebbe Yichus or Yichus from Gedolim. If in Chayra, by the meaning of the Guf comes from Ben Achaben, we understand there's genes and there's DNA. The Guf has Sheikhus, but the Neshama is the Chayra. All the Neshama is from the Guf, and they're coming down one after the next. What does this Neshama of the Guf have to do with its Yichus? That Zayda was this Neshama, Zayda was that Neshama. It's not being moiled one Neshama for the next. If all the Neshamas were in Guf beforehand, they're all coming down, so what is the need for Yichus? Yeah, but Kuhn Levi maybe said it's a din, maybe this is a din, but like what do you, and in the Guf, but the Torah says, you see B'chush, I mean, we even see, you could tell that's the Yenim Zazun, we see they take traits after the person, and Yenim Zainakal, and the certain Mishbachus, and Yichus, the Torah says, Zichus, somehow, maybe all these Neshamas were created with the Cheshvan, and they're going to be one Mishbach, and there's a Shashalas. And that's Yichus, and I think even the Hailada of the Neshama has, even though it's brought up from Guf, it has some Sheikhus with being Moimah in the Neshama. It's Zichah doing something. It's nearly Naim that is the Zachar Yichus even in the Neshama. Okay, Zichah went too far this, but Agoponim, what Zevach Tov wants to say, there's no Ratzin on Neshama, Hechatesa, Neshama calls Zev Ratzin. It's not going to have any Ratzin of Gashmias, but a Moshe for Yenim's Gashmias the Neshama could have. The Neshama could care about, you know, I don't have a Guf, I don't have any, I don't need Achila, but the Neshama will care about his child or someone it loves, that they should have what to eat. The Neshama could have. So this Neshama that was worried about, this person, this mother was worried about her son's panasa, and she felt the son is spending too much money on the father, and she got the Savor to stop spending money. That Ratzin can remain even on the Neshama. The Neshama, she doesn't care about her own money anymore for Shaytzah, but she still cares about her son's panasa. And she felt it's too expensive for the son. What's up with Sevach Tov? There's no Ratzin by Neshama. That's maybe why Rav Kivagi didn't like it. And Zichah on the Beis Yosef itself, where the Beis Yosef is talking about Kaddish. The Neshama can Zichah want Kaddish for itself. It's who's like something for the Neshama. The Neshama can Zichah for Ratzin. So why does he say there's no Ratzin? I'm not sure. But getting back to Rav Kivagi's Kasha on the Beis Yosef, again, the Beis Yosef says, is Mavur, that if the Misa, we still say that Kibbut Av comes before Kibbut Eim. In fact, with Vega, why is if the Misa different than if the Gerishin? If the Gerishin, we say that they're equal, because there's no Mosfar, Batav Yimechem, Uchiyav Mechoyle. But how come, if the Misa, we don't say the same thing? If the Misa should not Mechoyven is covered, why don't we say that the Kibbut Av, Kibbut Eim are equal? The Sefer says, even if the Misa, Kibbut Av comes before Kibbut Eim. So I was thinking, there's a Shema Aruf in the Hatzvi, he asks on the Kivega, why is Kivega only asking on the Beis Yosef that if the Misa it takes off, there's no, if the Misa they're not like married anymore, it takes off, it's as if you get, there's no more because if the Misa they're not married anymore. He says, why does Kivega ask even better? Kivega should ask because if the Misa is not the Chavshim and the Mitzvahs, this Hochi of COVID, that even if they're still married, they'll after Misa somehow. But after Misa, the person is not, is chavshim in a mitzvah, is not mechuyiving in any mitzvah. Zicha is not mechuyiving in the mitzvah of covered baal. Was giving us all that. So he says like this, Hatsi says, we find that Lamosha, let's say an Isha becomes a chashis, or a shaita, who's put them in a mitzvah. Do you say then that kibbut aim becomes equal to kibbut av because she's not mechuyev and covered the husband anymore. That's like that. Have to see. The din is normally again that kibbut av comes to kibbut aim because after v'mechum mechuyev mechvedi. What if the isha, the mother, becomes potam in a mitzvah? She becomes a sheita. All of a sudden, now the son could say, "Now you're equal. She's not mechuyev mechvedi. I want to do kibbut aim today, not kibbut av." Do you say that? Zok v'hatzvi zichanav because we don't find this anywhere. We don't find anywhere in the poskim such a chiddush that the mother of one son becomes a chashis or a sheita, that all of a sudden kibbut aim becomes equal to kibbut av. The teretz is, he says, you don't need the poil that atav imechem chayvim b'chaydei. I would say in lashon of it's not so much of a siva, it's a simen. It's a simen, the fact that the Torah made a chiyuv kavod normally on a wife to a husband, it's a simen that the kavod of the husband comes first. Even if a poil, the mother is not mechayvim b'chaydei, it's a chiddush that even if she's not mechayvim b'chaydei, still we say that but the etzem mechayvim b'chaydei, therefore kibbut av comes first. So men goes like that. See, that's why after she's nifta, we don't say the kirk doesn't ask from this reason that you should say that there's no more atav imach mechayvim b'chaydei because that's medin. Oh, but if he only is, that it's not his wife anymore. It's not the mavus yafa b'neim. Just like get the mishnah says kedusha, and isha kain tells
mishnei drachim. It's a simon. So it's a
simon
that kibbut av is more than
kibbut
aim. So even if
the geishin
have that
simon. Yeah, but it's almost, it's a simon. But he wants to say no. It's still a din that if it's the wife, if it's the, I don't know, if he wants to learn, it's still a din in the that the wife understands that the husband's cover comes first. If it's not ogegabe, it's not by geishin. You see, it's not like that, right?
It's a simon
that a husband comes before his wife. Not so much because supposedly mechuyev b'chaydei, but in the order of things, the chain of command, husband comes before a wife.
Only
by
husband and wife.
Yeah, only by husband and wife. That's why he only asks from gerushin. I guess a little bit of a stretch. I'm not sure if I'm answering the question or not, but maybe we could say that's the teretz here also that. By Gerushin, it's not a Gita Gabe at all. It's not a Gita Gabe at all. But after Misa, there is still a Gita Gabe. There's a Midrashim, there's a Gemaris, there's Mashma, that in Elam Haba they get back together again, a husband and wife get back together. That's just Mason, they'll be back together, even in Elam Haba they'll be back together. But Gerushin is Gerushin. Gerushin, they're gone, they're separated, they have no Sheikhs. But it's still a Gita Gabe, it's still a husband, right? Still calls his wife, his husband, in the end of Altina. And they're going to get back together after when the next one is Nefta. In the order of things, because you don't need a poil, like you're saying, you don't need a poil to after Yimach Mechir Mechwedi. In the order of things, that's why, maybe that's because the basis of his machal. That Dafka by Gerushin, there's such a locha that Kibbut Aim becomes equal to Kibbut Av, but after Misa, not. Okay. Then the Kivega brings, let's say, another svar. He brings another Behuda in Madut and Yona, Ebenezer Simim Hei, that has a very similar shayla. Where the father gave was alive gave actually the other way around, sorry, I think the father gave one command what to do and the mother said the other way and then the father was nifta, so who should he do? So the Nebuchadnezzar wanted to say that even though we have a din of mechavim mechayim mechavim moisei, the Nebuchadnezzar wants to say, but it's smart to say the cover of the chai comes before cover of the mess. It's also a chashman. Here the mother's alive and cover of the chai maybe comes before cover of the mess. I think the reason was the pasuk in that way, that even kibbut aim, normally kibbut av comes to kibbut aim, but when the father was nifta and the mother's alive and you have a stira, at that point already you listen to the mother first. The reason is because kavod d'chai comes before kavod d'mes. But the Kivega says, this svara of the Rebbe is also shlugged off in this Beis Yosef. Because Beis Yosef is a fairish, that the Beis Yosef talks about that shayin where the father told the son not to say kaddish. The mother was nifta, and the father said not to say kaddish, and kibbut aim would be to say kaddish. So the Beis Yosef says the reason why you listen to the father is because kibbut av comes before kibbut aim. So in fact, Kivega, why did the Beis Yosef say this reason? Because some kavod achai comes before kavod ames. Since the Beis Yosef has to use this svara that kibbut av comes before kibbut aim, and even though Kivega holds the shveret svara because it's bothering Kivega, why would it be over here kibbut av before kibbut aim when you don't have any more amavus yafa b'neim? It's not really, you don't have shnei mechir mechoyde. It's amavus yafa b'neim. So it's mashal from the Beis Yosef that you don't say this far, the kibbut of the chai comes from the kibbut of the mess. It's a clear one.
And the gashmi is typical of the year, but the ruchni is typical of the kaddish.
Okay, back upon him, this is Kivega, this is the Chazov, that we have a few, I think, big Yisraelis. The first Yisoid of Kibbutz, I think, is a very big Yisoid, that when a son is potter from Kibbutz Av, L'moshel, he's asking him to spend money, and we hope pass from Kibbutz Av, Mishal Av, L'mishal Ben, the Agudas says of holds, in such a case, if there's a steer between the father and the mother, M'chiv goes to the mother, because the father, you potter from that Kibbutz Av, and the mother's Savah was something that doesn't cost money, M'chiv goes to the mother. Kibbutz says a Chiddush not like that. He says, even though you potter, but the Etzim, it's a Din Kibbutz Av. So if he chooses to do the Kibbutz Av, again, that will have a Shem Kibbutz Av, and that will be Doicha Kibbutz Aim. The second chiddush Kibbutz says is again that even though the Gemara says the Ferish by Gerishin, we don't say Kibbutz Av comes before Kibbutz Aim. We say they're equal if the Gerishin. But Lachamisa, there's Mavun the Beis Yosef, you don't say that. Lachamisa still remains the halacha that Kibbutz Av comes before Kibbutz Aim. And Kibbutz asks why. Kibbutz Av blazes with the Shver, why? We try to answer it. But Lachamisa says Mavun the Beis Yosef that if the Misa, we still say Kibbutz Av comes before Kibbutz Aim. And the third chiddush is, even though the Navi Yehuda says just as far that Kibbutz Achai comes from Kibbutz Hames, Kibbutz says in the Beis Yosef, you see, not like that. You don't make that chesed. You don't go, it doesn't make a difference who's the Chai, who's the Mess. We go with the regular Kolam. And the Ikka Din of the Gemara Kedushin, that Kibbutz Av Misha'av and Lev Yishal Ben, they're not mochiv to spend money on Kibbutz Av. My Zedin is Shirman and the Kutum on Shavuos, printed in the back of the Shirman of Avakama, the Shirman back of Mashurkin. He tells the Chav, why is this mitzvah different than every mitzvah say in the Torah that you're mechiv to spend money on? The Machav passes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mokka and the Gemara, and in Shulchan Aruch, the Mitzvah Reish and Vav, that person is mechiv to spend a chaymish min achasav on every mitzvah say. So you're only a chidish, why only a chaymish? You have a mitzvah to raise, so finish, go spend all your money. The reason is, the Chayyar Chazal were worried that a person should not yoni, possibly sakon, a person should not spend all his money on mitzvahs to become poor. And the Chayyar Chazal made this sakon, b'koyach, b'yishkef, b'yachon, b'atol, mitzvah min atayyar, b'shevatasa. They'll tell you, shevatasa, mamash min b'atol, they'll tell you, don't put on tefillin, don't take a live, I'm ready to chidish, Chazal Masakin, don't spend more than a chaymish. But biz a chaymish min achasav, a chayyar, we should go with the gedarm of the Chavetz Chaim, says in, Navasetsa, the Chavetz Chaim says on the din of Tzaka, not to give a Chemish Menach Hasef, says the reason is, Shunga Yoni, is the main Chavetz Chaim Paskins, that only pass where it's Pederach HaTeva, a person will become poor. A person, let's say, has $100 million, and you're not going to say, well, he can't give more than $20 million to Tzaka, Shema Yoni, that's ridiculous. Well, he has to have $80 million? Shunga Yoni, if a person has that kind of money, Fashtetzach, he's not going to give more than a Chemish after Chavetz Chaim. Just keep enough for yourself that Pederach HaTeva, talk to a financial advisor that, yes, you're set, don't worry about it. Lo Yoni, and that young guy will give more than a chaymish. And the chayyur will go here also. But Akoponim, Dikadin, Yezich Mukhiv to spend money, every mitzvah. Why is Kibbutz Av Aim different? So he says,
what? What would
be the chayyur?
You
would
have
a
chayyur. So
he gives
him the chayyur, and then he still wants.
Well, do it one time,
chayyur. Why one time? Get him a chayyur again.
As you're making money, as life goes, okay, you know, as life goes on, every time you make money.
No, you gave him that, so now you have to get $100,000.
No, he's asking you a one-time thing, right? Now, the father's asking you a one-time thing. So make a cheshbon. If it's bizarre for him, you have to do it. Like every mitzvah say. But right now, okay, right, there'll be potter. I did it already. The same thing by the Lulav Nesek. Every year you gotta buy the Lulav Nesek. Till, you know, you do it when you spend the cheshbon of chasid. You're earning more money, you have baita more money to give. But if you're not earning, person's retired, he's not earning, you know, he only buys his love until he spent the chaymish min achasav, then he stops. You only, but this should not be any different than the other mitzvah. Why is this mitzvah, this machloikus, mishab, mishal ben, spend money, this agevi mitzvah, av chaymish min achasav. So my Zayd wants to say a chiddush, that the call that you have to spend money on a mitzvah saseh, is at least to chaymish, a chaymish is only a mitzvah being adam al-makam. But any mitzvah ben adam mechaveiro, you take a mechuyv to chayes pri katina, you mechuyv to help your friend, but you're not, right, there's really rice in the Gemara, it's like this, and he's ma'arachim this with other rice, he explains the Gemara Kedushim with this, but a person is only mechuyv to do a mitzvah ben adam mechaveiro, but let it be his money. If he wants me to do it, he has to spend money. There's no chiv to spend any money on mitzvah ben adam mechaveiro. As a man, you could declare, mitzvah kibbut av aim, how do you look at it? Is it considered a mitzvah ben olam makom or mitzvah ben olam chaverim? The emes, the mechus chinuch has that shaila. Mechus chinuch is, where is it? Mechus chinuch, it's in this week's seven, and the Sesa Dibbis. Hashas Yisrael. Mechus chinuch says, is kibbut av, he has been gave something else. Is kibbut av aim a mitzvah ben olam makom or mitzvah ben olam chaverim? Nachimin is about machila. We know the famous mission in Yuma that Pehei, the Ram passing the Pehei, the Sechus Chuva, Lachates. That mitzvah ben adam makom tshuva is mechapa. Mitzvah ben mechaveiro, you have to have mechila. Cut the mitzvah chinuch, what about kibbutz av aim? Do you need mechila from the person's ayva? Does he need mechila? Do you look at it? No, it's a mitzvah ben adam makom. I don't need mechila. I just have to choose the Rosh Hashanah. What was the mitzvah in the machveri that you need mechila? Mechasim of lives are on the shayla. The Meirim is able to say the same thing over here. If it would be a mitzvah being nozim l'makom, then taki you have to pay a chamesh menachosav. But if it's a mitzvah being on the machveri, we could say this chiddush that you're looking at being on the machveri. But that makes sense. Even if it's not a chaver, but at least there's a reason why you have to pay it. I mean, that makes sense. What? That's even more than a chemish also. That's more than a
chemish. Over there, after you give him, you still mechoy in priest bachos. He continues, the chemish doesn't help you. You give him a chemish, but you still mechoy in priest bachos. You have to continue to give over there, that's why you have to go.
There's a famous chinuch. It's a mitzvah on the gimbal. The chinuch says the mitzvah kibud av aim is mishum akaras atayid, and the chinuch is mishik v'amida zayis benafshei yali menon lahaki tevis akel baruchu. The reason for the Eibush to give mitzvah kibud av aim is you just come to have a kurs to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That maybe sounds, the Chas Vavah says something similar also, that maybe sounds a little bit that the kibud av aim is being other than l'mokam. Of my Zayda wants to say, but if it's Baal Machaveri, then maybe we can understand this Gemara that Kibbutz is Mishal Ben, it's different than the other mitzvah. There's a few more in your number to leave now. Shkayach.